producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. In the last hour, we were talking to Lionel, a talk show host out of New York, about the recent grand jury non-indictments in Ferguson and now in New York with the Eric Garner case. And he said something in the last segment that I thought was interesting. I wanted to talk to Paul about this. And he said, remember, back when we were younger, he and I, we had a very different kind of attitude from the police, of course. And that's what we're all talking about. This radical change that's being pushed from Washington, this militarization of the police and their equipment and their training and the way they regard themselves in the public. And Paul, I wanted to ask you this. I remember this... As we're dating ourselves here, I remember this Roger Miller song, England Swings Like a Pendulum Do. They talked about bobbies on bicycles, two by two. I was there in the 80s quite a bit of time with my wife, and I was really taken back by how kind the police in the UK were, especially around London, how approachable they were because they weren't armed and they weren't in cars. And it was a very different situation when I went back 20 years later because they had much more of an American model. And I think it was easier for me to see it there because it wasn't this very gradual process that has happened in the United States, although in the last few years they have accelerated the change so much. I think you have to be pretty blind and deaf to not notice what's going on in American hour, just totally apathetic. But let me get your take on what's going on in the UK, because that was my take on it. It's a very different situation where they were going on patrol, two guys on foot or on bicycle. They had a radio. They had their billy clubs. They could call for support, but they were not armed. And it seemed to me they had a very different attitude.
Well, I think there's a statistic, David, which is, I'm not sure if this is correct, but this is what I read today, that police in America have killed more people than police in the UK have ever killed in the history of policing. Now, that may not be completely accurate, but it's pretty damn close.
In just the last year, over what period of time in America?
Over the last year in America.
Over the last year.
That I read.
Yeah.
Just the last year. We know they've killed 5,000 Americans since 9/11. And that's primarily as a result of this SWATification of the American police force.
Yes.
And that is one of the iconic images of America, unfortunately, to the rest of the world, is police pulling somebody over on the highway and harassing them.
Hey, we're number one.
Exactly. The show Cops was pretty emblematic of that image. And generally, it's true. I mean, police in Europe are not nearly as quick to resort to violence and brutality as police in America are. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to their training. It goes back to the DHS classifying the American people as the enemy, you know, returning veterans as terrorist threats. They're constantly harping on about lone wolf extremists. So police are going out there with this belief that everybody wants to attack them, that their lives are constantly under threat. And, you know, they are in some cases, but it's completely overhyped. And that's why you see such an instant resort to violence in all these situations.
There's a very explicit aspect of their training, as you pointed out, to tell them that you're in a very dangerous situation. There are people out there who want to kill you. There's actually a killology course that's being taught to police departments around the country, saying that it's a war zone out there. I mean, explicitly saying that. I mean, that certainly has been the implication. But I think even to look at the difference that I saw in the police there as they went from essentially being on foot on bicycles and then arming them, putting them in cars, it really changes their attitude. And if that changes their attitude, just that little bit, giving them a gun changes their attitude, think what it's going to do to give them military-style assault weapons, to give them MRAPs, to build it up into a militarized situation like that. We just had some cops in Alaska, one of the last places in America where they're not armed, and the cop said, my best tool is my mouth. because that's how he can keep things from getting escalated into a violent situation. That's how he keeps from getting shot, because he's clever. He uses his mouth. That's the Andy Griffith model. We're going to be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
What disaster is so powerful it unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots all at the same time? NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now, the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of the U.S. population could perish in a matter of seconds. The world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, December 4th, 2014. I'm here in the studio in Austin, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. We're going to talk about some of the, we've been talking mainly about the grand jury non-indictment in the Eric Garner case, the man who was essentially died for an unpaid tax on cigarettes. I want to talk about some good cops here and get your reactions. We're going to go back to your calls. We've had some people who've been on hold for quite some time, and I promise we're going to get back to you right away. But I first want to just kind of throw this out here. We've got a story that's on the freethoughtproject.com. Illinois cops are standing up to their own department, saying that forcing quotas requires them to make arrests without probable cause. This is coming in Illinois, of all places. This is a town called Normal. And I would say that the normal situation is that that's what cops appear to be doing in many, many cities. That's exactly what was happening in the New York Police Department. That's what Adrian Schoolcraft wore a wire on himself to record that happening over and over again. that he was told to go arrest people just to have a head count on nonviolent crime, allowing serious crime to go unpunished, discouraging people from filing complaints on serious crimes, and yet hammering people on petty regulations. Now, in this particular story, they say that this is several police officers now have taken a lawsuit. They have done it, taken a different approach than Serpico did, a different approach than Adrian Schoolcraft did. These guys got together, and to their credit, and we need to, as Serpico said, we need to stand up for the cops who do the right thing. These cops are doing the right thing. Patrol officers, Brian Larimore, Deborah Weir, Todd Van Hoven, were tired of being forced to collect a minimum amount of revenue each month or face disciplinary consequences. They claim the department is abusing its power, and they have filed a multi-page lawsuit, I think it's 27 pages, dealing with these allegations. They say that it's more than just traffic citations as well. The lawsuit details requirements to make at least 2 criminal arrests each month. So they're not just after petty regulations. They're actually going out and have a quota of criminal arrests. A quota of criminal arrests. Hold that thought there for a second. Think about that. Think about how they're ruining people's lives for a quota. What's the agenda here of the police department? These rank-and-file police officers are pushing back against a criminal system that is training our officers to act like they're in a war zone, equipping them and training them to shoot first, to shoot on sight, hyping them up, and then also sending them out to arrest people criminally on a quota system. So there you go. That was what was happening in New York. That's what Adrian Schoolcraft blew the whistle on. For that, they put him in an insane asylum until his dad found him and got him out, and also found the recording where the I think it was the number 2, if I'm correct or not, the number 2 at the New York Police Department was threatening him and was there at his apartment that when they put him into the insane asylum. Now, I want to get Paul's reaction to this. We have Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. It seems to me, Paul, this is very much like the war on drugs, this petty issue here. If we can kill a man for a cigarette tax, isn't that what we've been doing with the war on drugs? You know, when we have these SWAT teams who basically throw flash grenades into a baby's crib and it's all justified, and the militarized SWAT teams are all justified because it's about this prohibition law that we passed. And, of course, now that we got the law, we are entitled to do anything, to any extreme, to enforce that law.
Well, exactly. This is what people have missed again in the Garner case. The confrontation, the death of Eric Garner, would have never have occurred if not for this ludicrous New York State and city cigarette tax. There was a 190% hike in cigarette tax in New York State since 2006. In turn, that led to a 59% increase in cigarette smuggling over the same period. So now you have a situation where half of all cigarettes consumed within New York State are smuggled, or in the eyes of the government, illegal cigarettes, because they now have a $4.35 per pack tax, in addition to a $1.50 per pack tax for the state, for the city as well, on every pack of cigarettes. So if this hadn't have been imposed by the likes of Bloomberg, who before the confrontation with Eric Garner increased police powers to target so-called cigarette smugglers, this choking death would have never have happened. So Garner's death was essentially caused by big government, caused by these punitive, greedy taxes being imposed by the state. So again, that's a major issue. These ludicrous taxes, again, are a direct cause of police brutality. If we really want to address the issues, the solutions in preventing police brutality, we need to know how these cases arise in the first place. And in the case of Garner, he was basically summarily executed for tax evasion. So now they've set that precedent that American citizens can be summarily executed, choked to death, for violating some ludicrous tax law.
And we've seen this developing over quite a long period of time with the war on drugs. The massive, massive incarceration. Again, that's where we also lead the world in terms of our prison population. The number of people that we have per capita in prison, adjusted for population, is far greater than it is in communist China or in Russia. It is, we lead the world, and it's not even close with these other people, how many people we've thrown in prison. And, of course, this is where those of you who are listening, although we've nearly lost jury trials, if somebody has a jury trial, this is where you can have an effect. It can only be one situation, perhaps, but you can, as the proverb has, you know, the guy who was picking up the starfish and the beach was littered with starfish who were dying because the water was out. And the guy goes up, picks up one and throws it back in. The guy says, another guy says, how much good is that going to do? That's just one starfish. And he goes, yes, but it is one. That is what you can do as a juror. You can nullify these outrageous draconian laws and the penalties that come with them, the mandatory minimums. You can nullify that as a single jury. You can hang the jury. You have the right, you have the duty to do that. It's called jury nullification. You need to educate yourself about that. But I want to look at, real quickly, Paul, get your reaction to this. There's a story that was up on Reason 2 days ago talking about the San Francisco Police Department and the approach that the police chief there is taking towards the war on drugs. They said when San Francisco stopped prosecuting drug users, violent crime went down. And so they talked to the police chief there, and he says he supports drug prohibition. He says, I'm a narc. I've been a narcotics guy forever. I feel sorry for the people who are addicted to drugs. However, even though he sees it as a serious public health issue that needs to be addressed, he is not going out there and escalating the violence. They say that San Francisco offers an enticing glimpse at what American cities might begin to look like if drugs were legalized or decriminalized. His department still makes arrests for drug dealings, but only on a complaint-driven basis. They don't go out of their way to set up stings or raids or SWAT raids, as we're talking about. He says, we're not trying to keep a stat game going on arresting people for narcotics, and it hasn't hurt us trying to achieve our goal and trying to make San Francisco safer, or safest is what he said. So there's a situation where he de-escalated this, where they de-escalated the violence. He's still arresting people if there's complaints about it, but he isn't getting in their face about it. And I think it's an important look at what things might look like if we got rid of the excuse that they've been using to create this militarized police force.
Well, I mean, David, we know that ending drug prohibition reduces crime. Any country that has done it, that's exactly what happened. I mean, look at Portugal, look at other countries in Europe. As soon as they start taking those steps, crime is reduced. And actually, even I was watching Fox News a couple of days ago. They had a host and three panel guests who all agreed that the war on drugs has failed, that it's completely ridiculous, that it's just targeting innocent people, wasting money, creating this huge prison industrial complex. And they all agreed on Fox News.
Wow.
They all agreed that the war on drugs had to end. So, I mean, when it gets to that stage, it's over. We've seen Colorado. Their economy is booming as a result of the legalization of marijuana. We've seen other states take steps in that direction since the midterms. And it's just positive benefits all around. And if you look at the cases in other countries, it works every time. So I think that's one front on which we're winning the battle.
Well, that's good, you know, because prohibition doesn't work. It didn't work with alcohol prohibition, even though when they did alcohol prohibition, they had at least enough respect for the Constitution to file two constitutional amendments. We got one creating alcohol prohibition, another one to repeal it. Why did they need to have a constitutional amendment? Because the federal government doesn't have the constitutional authority to tell you what you can own, to tell you what you can put in your body. You know what? They don't even have the constitutional authority to mandate insurance to you, do they, Paul? We're going to be talking more about that. But I think that's really what's been driving the violence in the last couple of decades. We've seen the rule of law eroded in terms of civil forfeiture acts where they can seize property, charge the inanimate property with a crime when they never charge the person possessing it with a crime, just confiscate stuff, steal stuff. It breeds corruption. It's bred violence. It's a policy that needs to go. But I think that the reason that they're willing to let it go is because they know they can replace all of this militarized, violent stuff with the war on terror. I think that's where they're going to put their next focus on. And I think they're going to continue to do the same types of militarized police unless we push back, unless we can get above this idea that this is simply white against black. That's the thing that they're trying to sell us. If we buy into that, we're not going to have reform.
Exactly. And on the jury trials, just quickly, there's a story. South Carolina jury indicts white officer for killing black man, media ignores. That's out of Truth Revolt. And basically, this was a police chief who back in 2011 had a struggle with an African-American in a vehicle, shot him in the chest. He was unarmed, and this officer has just today, or yesterday, been indicted by a grand jury in South Carolina. But of course, the media is not going to give that any attention because they're trying to fan the flames of this race war.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which again, ignores the
real
problem.
Hang on, Paul. We got to go to break. We're going to be right back, and Paul Joseph Watson and I are going to take your calls. I know we've had a lot of people who've been hanging on for a long time. We'll be right back.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. I'm David Idenoff. Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK, and we've had some callers who've been waiting a very long time, several of them over an hour. One gentleman, the next one, Eric in Texas, has been waiting for nearly 2 hours. So, Paul, I want to get his comments, and then we'll go to you. Eric in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, David. I want to talk about, you know, the corruption in the country, and it goes with the police. I totally agree with Mr. Watson. He nailed it on the head. I think what's happening, not only have they taken control of the discussion, you know, we're not allowed to see that, you know, there's corruption in the judicial system as a whole. You know, the judges, the lawyers, the whole system works with these police. They're bad. And it makes the good ones look bad, and it causes a lot of people on my end. You know, I have a lot of conservative friends, a lot of liberal friends. They're disgusted, and they've decided to just take the cop's side, and they see it as fine. And again, I see this as, you know, an attempt to take over the discussion from us. Remember, Hillary Clinton said we're losing the info war.
Yeah.
I see this as part of a desperation act to try to, you know, take it. So they maybe, you know, take it back. But how do we reach people, David, that they refuse to listen, you know, to, let's say, you know, we have a black community, they won't listen to any white people. Or we have a white community, they won't listen to anybody liberal. Or whatever the situation, whatever group you live in, we need to come together.
Yes.
How do we do that? Because there's so many people that they're just not going to hear you. You guys are absolutely right, but you'll never be heard.
When they start to bring in nonsense like that, I remember just a couple of weeks ago there was a big discussion about an Uber executive, you know, the cyber taxi system. An Uber executive said that he'd like to hire 4 people to go after a particular journalist, pay him $1 million to do it, you know, get dirt on her, make it public. And there was a huge pushback against that. And then this journalist started turning it into sexism instead of attacking people. You know, that's a very underhanded suggestion to do something like that. It's against our First Amendment, but it really showed the character that they would do something like that or even think that that would be a reasonable thing to do, as the guy put it forth. But then when they start talking about it as sexism, it basically lost all momentum. And when they start talking about this as being simply a racist issue, then we take reform off of the table. And that's really what Eric Holder is doing. He's now promising to end racial profiling once and for all. He's going to institute rigorous new standards and robust safeguards to help end racial profiling once and for all. It's about a problem that's much bigger than that, and I'll let Paul comment on that. But I think when I looked at that video that was up the other day, this is what happens when you call the cops. He was showing the abuse on white people as well. He was even showing CPS abuse, Child Protective Services abuse. And, of course, we have the article today about the couple had their children confiscated after their home birth. Some people reported them because they gave birth at home, and the CPS people start coming there. That's their probable cause to intrude into their family. Then they start nitpicking their lives, and the next thing you know, they've confiscated their children. So Paul, yeah, how do we get this narrative away from them, this narrative that they're trying to sell everybody that is simply racism?
Well, I mean, the federal government routinely makes a big show about, you know, federal investigations, Justice Department investigations, no matter what your take on Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, or Eric Garner, those federal investigations go nowhere. Mm-hmm. The Trayvon Martin federal investigation is still open, and by all accounts, it's completely fruitless. It's not even coming to any conclusion. Again, proving they don't care about justice, but they're right there on the scene in the very first moments inciting the race war, like Obama was saying that the anger in response to the Michael Brown case was justified, when if you actually look at the evidence and the facts of the case, not the emotional manipulation and the media narrative, then the anger in that one specific case was not justified based on the evidence, the autopsy results, the ballistic evidence, which backed up Officer Wilson's version of what happened. It would be justified in the Eric Garner case, and that's the point that I've made. You know, I've been steadfast and consistent in supporting a judgment based on facts and evidence, not on emotional manipulation. So whereas I agreed with the grand jury verdict in the Brown case, I disagree with it in the Garner case, because, again, I'm not influenced by this media narrative which is pushing race and division. I think we need to elevate the black voices that are speaking out against both violence within police departments and violence within the black community, because they've got the most credibility. And hopefully the social justice warriors who get distracted by white privilege and all these other distractions will pay heed to those prominent black voices like Charles Barkley.
We heard the same criticisms of the Bundy Ranch. We heard people say, well, you show up here, but you're not going to show up at the inner city. We did show up at the inner city with our reporters. And you know what? There were volunteers who showed up at the Bundy Ranch to constrain the violence there that was being conducted by the federal government. And we also had volunteers, Oath Keepers, show up to protect private businesses in Ferguson. And, of course, they were shut down, mainly by the feds. We're going to be right back. You know, after the break, Eric, if there's anything else that you wanted to follow up with, so you waited so long, I'll take your call if you want to hang on through the break. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Supermel Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, we're back. Arnold Schwarzenegger's not back, but I'm David Knight. I'm back, and I've got Paul Joseph Watson from the UK back. And before we go back to our caller, Eric in Texas, I want to tell you that we have a huge sale going on this week at InfoWars Store. We have our Cyber Week Christmas specials, free shipping store-wide on everything that you buy, as well as a huge, huge discount off of our Prison Planet membership. Normally $59.99, now only $29.95. That's 1 year membership, and you get 7 months free at that price. That's only $2.50 a month. And you can now share that with 20 other friends. To see the news each night as we cover it, each weekday night, as it happens, it starts at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, that helps to support our entire operation, the reporters, all of us here. We also have silver is back. We have 20% off of silver and, of course, free shipping in a limited amount. That will also sell out soon, and it's going to take a while for us to get that back in. This is coal season. This is a good time to have a stock of silver in. You can never have enough preparation for this time of year. We also have a super prep pack. That's Silver Bullet and Survival Shield. That's $15 off. And if you buy four silver bullets, you get one free. We also have DNA Force. Get two bottles of Survival Shield free, a $60 value. We have 30% off all Super Female and Super Male products. That's on our store, InfoWars Store. And you can see that right there on our website. Now, going back to Eric in Texas, I know, Eric, you held on for a long time. You were talking about how frustrating it was to try to get your friends, both conservative and liberal, to really see what the issue is here, because they are being blinded and misdirected by this red herring of racism. They're not seeing that this is a much broader, much deeper problem than merely racism. And I say merely, there certainly is a component in terms of a statistical disproportionate amount of crime that's in the black community, and a disproportionate number of people. Even if you adjust for that, the number of people that go to prison in terms of black versus white, the system, I believe, is definitely skewed against the black people. But we need to not just say, let's send more white people to prison, or let's send less black people to prison for violation of drug prohibition. Let's look at drug prohibition, for example, and say, this is wrong. We shouldn't be sending anybody to prison, black or white. What are your comments, Eric?
I think you guys are absolutely fantastic and correct. I had a simple idea. It probably didn't originate from me, but how do we, is it possible we can take people like Professor Griff, you know, the real Rick Ross, the real guy, and send them, you know, on a little tour, like a small tour, like, you know, maybe five cities or so, just see how it goes, and send them to inner cities. Let them talk to the kids. Let them talk to the violent people, you know, that we really need to change, because there's plenty of good people in those black communities.
True.
You don't hear them on the TV.
And they had the courage to come on our show and talk about that. And as a matter of fact, Rick Ross was going around in Texas here. That's when Josh went around and filmed him. That's part of our report that we put up. Yeah, I agree. That's a very important message to get out.
Okay,
yes,
well,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Thank you very much, Eric in Texas. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good morning, David and Paul.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional myself, having served in four different distinct jurisdictions and attended four of their different and separate training academies. I wanted to comment on the devised misinterpretation, or made to be misinterpreted, word term crime that is set forth in the probable cause description.
Mm-hmm.
Probable cause is described as the facts or circumstances that would cause a reasonable man to conclude that, one, a crime has been committed, and two, the person accused committed said crime. However, the word term crime has a specifically delineated meaning constituting that of a felony criminal nature set forth in the case Thompson versus Smith, which says for a law enforcement officer to have a permissible purpose to be in the presence of an individual to make further inquiry, he must be able to articulate with extreme specificity the facts or circumstances that would cause him to conclude that, one, a particular felony crime had been committed, and two, the circumstances that would cause him to conclude that the person he was stopping had some reasonable basis for relating to that felony crime.
Okay, so what do you think about these two indictments here? What's your opinion of them? Should there have been grand jury indictments?
Well, what you're seeing there is what's referred to in law as lex loci imperii, the local law of the emperor. Common parlance is called hometown. Whenever the jurisdiction that you're in is paid for, all the police, the prosecutors, the judges, has their veritable financial liability on the line, it's to their particular interest to have the pre-concluded accumulation of the grand jury or purported, it's probably a jury trial, rather than a trial by jury specifically. But the, like you observed, in fact, I really have to compliment Lionel that was on here earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He was an immensely knowledgeable, experienced prosecutor, but he was more of a defender.
Mm-hmm.
But these insinuations for the prosecution in league with the judge in their particular court can put their thumb on the scales of justice and use their prosecutorial and judicial discretion to influence the presentment. And, of course, the counties have unlimited resources to develop the evidence and pick and choose or cherry pick the evidence that's most effectuous to the presentment of their point or political agenda that they wish to put forth to the jury.
Yeah, and going to that, in the case in Ferguson, Missouri, for example, what we have learned as some of these records have been released, and they're typically not released out of grand juries, we learned things like Darren Wilson was allowed to wipe any and all blood off of himself. He was allowed to wipe off the gun, which was a key part of the story, that he was wrestling with Michael Brown with his gun, and he was able to wipe that off. So they couldn't verify that they had any fingerprints of Michael Brown on the gun. We also know they didn't record the conversation. We know that the officer who investigated the scene of the crime said he didn't really see any need to measure the distance between the police car, the police officer, and Michael Brown when he was shot. All of these things start to come out of the grand jury trial. And so you look at this and you say, well, did we really have a fair hearing here? I think that what's going to happen is certainly it's going to move to a civil venue and there's still going to be some liability there. Of course, the taxpayers will be the ones who will wind up paying that. But I wonder if these guys were criminally convicted, these police officers, because of their training, because of the way they've been equipped and trained. I wonder if they would in turn sue the city for damages because they were doing what they were trained to do. Paul, did you want to comment on this?
Yeah, just on the Brown case, I mean, the ballistics and the blood splatter show that Brown's blood was on Wilson's gun. The autopsy results also show that Brown's thumb was grazed by a bullet, which directly suggests that there was a struggle for the gun and that Brown tried to grab Wilson's gun, backing up Wilson's testimony. Also, the eyewitnesses, many of them told the police that they were intimidated by other people living in the immediate area to verify this myth that was created by Brown's accomplice in the robbery of the convenience store, which was that Brown had his hands up when he was shot. The autopsy results, again, say that that's false. They say that the claim that he was shot in the back is false. So a bunch of witnesses basically got caught lying, and then the ballistics, the blood spatter, the autopsy results do back up Wilson's account, which is why I base my judgment on that evidence, and which I believe is why the grand jury acquitted Wilson.
I don't really want to get into, you know, rehashing all the details of the trial and everything. I think, though, what the documents that we've seen come out of the grand jury, I think, show that there's a very different standard of evidence. For example, if I, as a private citizen, were involved in a shooting and I wiped all the fingerprints off the gun, that might in and of itself be probable cause to have a murder trial or something for me. So there's a very different standard of evidence. There's a very they have a law enforcement bill of rights that was put in by Senator Joe Biden after multiple times that give a very different approach, a very different presumption, special protections with the police unions and other things that allow the police to actually have a superior bill of rights, which of course they don't pay much attention to our bill of rights, but they get a special privileged approach to all this, and that's what I see coming out of some of these records coming out of the grand jury, which I think is more relevant in the broader scheme of things, whether or not Officer Wilson was justified in that. And again, I don't want to make it so much about Wilson versus Brown or Black versus White, because this is a very broad problem, and we have a lot of systemic bias, a lot of systemic corruption, and we have a lot of systemic training for violence that's going on. This. Let's go to Sean in Tennessee. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Former police officer. I also help teach constitution and statutory law with the Upper East Tennessee Research Institute. One thing I wanted to talk about was the fact of jurisdiction. We keep talking about all these entities getting away with everything they're doing, including the militarization of the police nowadays. Problem is, like in the Bundy Ranch issue, remember he kept saying, I don't have a contract with the federal government and they don't have jurisdiction.
Yes.
The FBI cannot write you a speeding ticket on a roadway because they only have jurisdiction within the territorial jurisdiction of the United States.
Yes.
And that is Washington, D.C. And we keep believing the myth that the United States of America and the United States are the same thing. And in the Articles of Confederation and in the Constitution, they're not.
That's a very good point. When I was at the Bundy Ranch, one of the things that the thing they were most concerned about was the violence that was being perpetrated against people. And that morning that they had the standoff later on in the day, that morning when Sheriff Gillespie showed up at the Bundy Ranch, Cliven Bundy said to him, I want you to confiscate the weapons of the BLM. I want you to open up these roadblocks into these areas because you are the one with jurisdiction. I'm going to wait a couple hours for you to do this. And when he didn't do it, that's when he said, let's go get our cattle back, because the sheriff wasn't going to do anything. It's local law enforcement that has the jurisdiction. You're absolutely right, Sean.
If you don't mind, there's a famous case. It's called Barron versus the City of Baltimore. A lot of us believe we have constitutional rights. We don't. As men, we are above the Constitution and outside of it. The Constitution was written for the United States as a limitation on their power, not a grantor of ours. We have unalienable rights enumerated in the Declaration from the Creator. And as long as we don't harm anyone, there is no crime. They can't charge you with marijuana and stuff like that. I feel like when I did that, I didn't understand that. Cops don't understand that code is under the Uniform Commercial Code, and that laws and codes are two totally different things. They are not. A code is a copyrighted, private copyrighted list of codes and regulations for a particular jurisdiction, and it's only applicable to corporations, states, and attorneys.
Yes.
The Bar Association is not a license to practice law. We had a law for 100 years before the bar ever existed. The problem is that the American people have become completely ignorant as to who they are, and they're supposed to be above the government. We don't complain. As men and women, we file claims on their oath of office in breach of their fiduciary duty and in breach of their contract when they commit perjury, and we take their bonds from them. That's how you hold them accountable. We don't keep complaining and whining why they keep doing this. We have
Absolutely.
To take their power away.
You're absolutely right. We have those rights from God, and we established the government and the Constitution to protect those rights, and they've turned this upside down. Sean, you're going to really enjoy the interview that we had with Greg Morse about this entire banking system. I mean, this thing is like the Iran-Contra, going from the very beginning where they break the chain of title all the way to the funding the black ops through the Swiss banks. That's a very important process. And one of the things that's very important about this interview and what Greg Morse is trying to do, and this is someone who was involved in the early days of the savings and loan crisis, and that is to force a review of this illegal operation that they're doing. They went in and just, these bankers completely changed the way we record and register our properties, broke the chain of titles with these new institutions that they created from 1995 to 1999. They created this crisis. They created these institutions. They've hoodwinked the public, and then they use that money to fund wars, to overthrow governments, to push the drug war, to put it into these black ops. That's an important thing for people to understand where their rights come from. If you want to audit the Fed, start with auditing your own mortgage. See what's going on with that. Thank you so much, Sean. I want to try to get some of these other people to comment, and I want to give Paul a chance to talk. Let's go to Jacob in Ohio, and I'll let Paul respond to his call. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yes, hi. I just recently turned 18, and I kind of did a shadow program with our local police station. And, well, basically, it was outrageous, some of the stuff that they taught me and some of the stuff they were teaching the other shadowers that were, that drove around with the cops and hung out in the police station. And, well, just any questions that you have for me about when I was in the program.
Well, so you're basically following them around like a career day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, tell us one thing that was the most out. You said you were outraged by what happened. What was the most outrageous thing that you saw?
Well, one night, it was, I think, 9:15 at night. There was a group of, I think, four or five teenagers outside of a McDonald's, and one of them took off running. And they obviously were dealing drugs or something, and it turned out to be a dime bag of weed. I got out of the car and said, you know, stop, you know, and then Deputy Kane came out. He didn't shoot him, but he got the taser and shot I think he was a 15-year-old boy, shot him with a taser. And he sat there and, you know, twitched out and literally,
Well, we have a situation here in Texas, right outside of Austin, is down in Bastrop. They had a fight that was going on, and between a couple of people, a third party got between them, according to witnesses, and broke that up. And then you see a videotape of a cop just walking up and tasering that kid, not really assessing the situation, tasering him. He falls down on the concrete floor, brain damage, still in a coma, I believe. That's a lawsuit that's working its way through. So that's something you shadowed the cops as part of your school program. I think that's an important thing for people to understand what's going on, to look at the rules that they're giving them, to engage the public, and have a real discussion about what appropriate use of force is. And I hear the music coming in. We've got to go to a break, but I'm going to come back and give Paul a chance to talk. Thank you so much, Jacob, in Ohio. We're going to go to George in Connecticut right after the break. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I have Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, and we've been taking callers. George in Connecticut, I know you've been holding for a while. I want to get back to you in Overdrive and the other callers that are there. I've only got Paul for this one last segment, and I wanted to get his take on what Obama is proposing in the wake of these high-profile police violence cases. We've had him propose $263 million for body cameras. We see that Eric Holder says he can end racism with racist quotas. And now we've got a police chief that's going to chair the 21st Century Committee on Chairing on 21st Century Policing Task Force that has a real troubled past. This is a police chief who is the police chief of Philadelphia. He, on his watch, they say, and this is in the antimedia.org, they say a federal investigation into corruption was launched over conspiracy, robbery, extortion, kidnapping, and drug dealing. That's the guy you picked to chair your task force on 21st century policing. They say the Philadelphia police were also caught ignoring thousands of rape cases to keep their crime numbers low, what I talked about earlier in the program going on in the New York Police Department. And even though marijuana was decriminalized, he is still saying that he's going to continue to arrest people pursuant to Pennsylvania law, even though they decriminalized it there in Philadelphia. Paul, your reaction on Obama's solutions?
Well, of course, the body camera solution has been rendered completely invalid yeah. by this Eric Garner case, where the guy who filmed the choking death himself was indicted and the cop wasn't. So that's gone completely out of the window. That doesn't even matter anymore.
That's right.
As far as racist quotas, what, are they going to arrest more white people to get the quotas up? I mean, what kind of solution is that?
Yeah, because we have these private prisons that are guaranteed to have a certain occupancy rate. So if they're going to arrest fewer black people, I guess we're going to have to get more of everybody else to fill up these prisons because we've got this private prison military-industrial complex.
Well, you know, there's some interesting stats that have just come out at the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice Department. In 2012, 123 blacks were killed by police with a gun. And in the same year, 326 whites were killed by police with a gun. So if you take out Hispanics from that white total, that is generally in coordination with the population of white and black people in America. Including Hispanics, whites are about 70% of the population, blacks are about 13%. So if those stats are accurate out of the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice Department, which says that police killings of blacks are down 70% in the last 50 years, then again, it emphasizes the point that this is not about race. This is about police brutality, which is what I've tried to emphasize all along, but that's what the social justice warriors are taking us away, the focus away from that, making it about white people and white privilege when it's about violence.
And, of course, they can take this in any direction they want to avoid any kind of reform. We also, we're talking about how futile it is to say that body cameras are going to actually stop anything. We saw the murder of that homeless man outside of Albuquerque. We saw that on a body camera. We've seen the two recent shootings, one of a guy in Walmart who was going to buy a BB gun. We saw that on video. He was shot by cops without warning. We saw a 12-year-old who had a BB gun shot by cops. We saw that on video, shot without warning. And in both of those cases, the amazing thing is, even though they were holding BB guns, people turned the direction onto the BB guns and said, well, we shouldn't even have toy guns because people are getting killed with toy guns, so let's ban the toy guns instead of addressing cops who show up on the scene shooting first.
Exactly, and in the case of the 12-year-old, I mean, he was shot instantly. There was no hesitation whatsoever.
Absolutely, absolutely. He jumps out, and it was a rookie. That's what they're training the rookies to do. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us right after the break in Overdrive. We're going to take the people who've been holding on call. Try to get as many of those as we can through. We'll be right back.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.